You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, we're continuing on with the series we're doing on biblical law and how the world hates God's law, but I, for one, love it. I believe what the Bible says. I do what Jesus says. And most people think that Jesus taught that we don't have to keep sections, whole vast sections of God's law. But in John 14:15, Jesus himself says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." So I want to pose the question, do you love Jesus? If you do, do you keep his commandments? Who does Satan want to destroy? Let's look at this. Let's turn towards the back of the Bible, Revelation chapter 12, not all the way, but towards the end. Revelation chapter 12, verse 17. And this is who Satan hates, okay? It says, "And the dragon was enraged with the women, with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring, who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ." This is who Satan hates. This is who he tries to destroy. The woman is the church, and what identifies this church? They keep the commandments of God and they have the testimony of Jesus Christ. It's a twofold commission here. Not one. One is not enough. Oh, there are churches out there, Sunday churches, who have the testimony of Jesus Christ, or at least they say they do. It's a false testimony, but they claim they have it. But they don't keep the commandments of God. And then you got other groups of people that keep the commandment of God, that, you know, the Jews, forget that they have all kinds of man-made and things that they've added, but they don't have the testimony of Jesus Christ. They reject them. The ones that the true church, the true believers, the true followers are the ones that keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus. Understanding God's law is important to our spiritual life. God's law defines sin, the character and nature of God, which is love. Most Christians reject the law, but true believers obey God's law. Since none of God's law is a mistake and he expects us to obey it, he did have a system that teaches it to us. Acts 15:21. Now, leading up to this, you know, it says that there's four things that you have to do. Most people don't understand, but this is the no shirt, no shoes, no service. No idolatry, sexual immorality. Forget that they don't do the one on blood, that they don't, they'll eat blood-soaked meat. But then they always stop. Verse 21 is part of this. Does your church do this? Acts 15:21, it says, "For Moses has throughout many generations those who preach him in every city, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath." At first, do you go and worship every Sabbath? If you don't, why? And second, if you do go to a church that meets on the Sabbath, do they read Moses every Sabbath? Have you heard him read every Sabbath? This is how you learn God's law. This is over a period of 3 years. There's a cycle. It's called the Torah readings. And at the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, we read through the entire Bible every 3 years. We follow this cycle and start with the Torah reading. That's how you learn. That's how you grow. That's how you find out what God wants you to do. You read it, you discuss it, you embrace it, and you go on and you do it. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.